Ian and Monam, do I ya, Bunikidi, Montu, Mutu, to what you. Creator, we stand here. We have
perhaps in anticipation of an angry crowd, Southern Ute Elder Kenny Frost was invited to open Tuesday night's hearing with a prayer.
Our concerns, our questions. We have come here to address those needs and concerns in a good way.
The hearing was part of a joint work session with the Carbondale Town Trustees, Pitkin County Commissioners, and members of the Pitkin County Open Space and Trails Program, or OST. After an introduction by Gary Tenenbaum, OST Director, Carbondale Town Trustees aired their concerns and questions about the proposed trail that would connect Carbondale with Crested Butte. Carbondale Mayor Dan Richardson expressed concerns about Nettle Creek and the town's main water supply.
We get some of our water from Nettle Creek, so our access and quality of water up Nettle Creek is of utmost importance to us. So protecting that utility easement as well as the infrastructure underground is really important to us. Protecting that easement also means maintaining good relationships with the landowners around that area, so that's of paramount concern to us.
The rest of the two-hour meeting was filled with comments from close to 45 people who got 3 minutes each to speak. Comments ran the gamut from being for the trail, against the trail, wanting more alignment choices, human safety concerns, and the overall decision-making process. But many focused on wildlife impacts, including bandit trails, enforcement of seasonal closures, and overdevelopment. Here are some highlights.
My name is Sarah Johnson, and I'm speaking today on behalf of myself as a citizen. I was at that meeting when the governor created Colorado the Beautiful, and I was like, oh my gosh. It should say Colorado the Full. We don't have enough water. You got to bring your own bed. And that 10-minute walk from a trail to a park and open space was intended to create an opportunity for every person, those privileged and not so privileged, to have access to the natural world for health and exercise and mental health, and the list goes on and on. And by building a trail that goes into the middle of nowhere with a whole bunch of tax dollars, I don't know if that does that.
My name's Darren Broom. I'm one half of the ownership of Aloha Mountain Cyclery in Carbondale, local resident. One of my concerns with anything is wildlife, how it impacts our environment. So that seeing more and more studies done is going to help us continue to form our opinion. As a business person, one of the things we also consider is how is it going to impact our local economy. Something of this nature could have a positive aspect for us.
Andy Wiester, I live at 6650 East Cypress Creek Road. As you consider developing this proposal, I would keep the following in mind. First and foremost, pay absolute attention to the views of former and current Division of Wildlife personnel at the local level, not the state level, the local level, because these are the people who know the land on the ground. Second, in my opinion, no trail should go in any area where the DOW has high concerns about wildlife disruption. Third, much of the east side of the Crystal River Valley is very close, within a mile to a half a mile of the Maroon Bell Snowmass Wilderness Area, and there's very sensitive wildlife habitat in there. That needs to be looked at very carefully. I'm not a big fan of seeing pavement, frankly, on both sides of the Crystal River, except where absolutely necessary. This is a river that hopefully someday will be designated wild and scenic, and pavement just doesn't cut it with wild and scenic rivers. We have plenty of recreational trails in Pitkin and Garfield counties, maybe one of the best systems in the world. So we don't need any new trails where there'll be conflicts with wildlife. If it's too expensive to build a new trail up the Crystal River that doesn't encroach on wildlife habitat, then I say, don't build a trail.
My name is Holly McLean. I've been in the Valley for over 47 years. Kevin wrote his letter at the end. He said, when is enough enough? And that's what I'm saying. We ride the Crown on horseback throughout the summer, and other trails as well. And I have to say that many of the mountain bike people we meet are respectful and good. However, it's very discouraging that in the winter, the fat tire bikes kind of rip around up in the trail, on the Crown. There are a lot of renegade trails that go off the regular trails. They kind of go where they want. Oftentimes, they'll put their bikes over the fences in closed areas as well. So I'm not about against mountain biking, but I do want to protect the wildlife. It's really important, especially in this very precious corridor.
I live in Marble. I've been there since about 93, and I think the Crystal Valley is fine just the way it is. I don't think it needs a bike path. I think it could be a tourist attraction just simply because it doesn't have a bike path.
I'm Marge Perry. I live along the bike path right where it comes into Pitkin County. I was born there, and I was very supportive of the first segment of the trail from Carbondale to the BRB. It's mostly entirely for community purposes. It's incredible what you see on that trail. It is not any hotshot bikers ordinarily. It's just families getting out, moms with little kids. A guy goes out in his wheelchair, electric wheelchair, and goes up and down. And I really support that. But I think to continue on up the valley is really inappropriate. You could consider no trail. I think you need to step back and maybe just consider a whole new beginning from A and B to C with no trail, D with a modified trail where appropriate. I think we need to talk about a lot more possibilities.
Good evening. My name is Lisa Tasker, and I'm a longtime resident of the Roaring Fork Watershed. Unfortunately, I think I perceive a troubling trend regarding the trail of adopting some of our current federal government's tactics of name-calling, labeling, killing the messenger, and the use of where you live as tactics for dismissing a different viewpoint. If you live in the Crystal River Valley, you may be dismissed as a NIMBY. If you don't live in the Crystal River Valley, you may be dismissed just for that. It seems the appearance of neighbor-to-neighbor angst and the divisions in the Crystal Valley neighborhoods on the caucus, within the Crystal Valley Environmental Protection Agency, wilderness workshops concerns, et cetera, should be a huge red flag. This top-down, government-imposed idea of this trail needs to step back, way back, and I know I'm repeating some people.
My name is Butch Peterson. I'm an avid cyclist. I've been living in the valley for about 30 years. And I think that this trail would be a fantastic asset to the community. Just the state and just the valley, everybody around here could really enjoy riding their bikes to all the way to Crested Butte.
Stacy Bernard.
For those that don't know me, I'm a fifth generation Carbondale native. I have deep ties to the Crystal River Valley. Now I live up there. I appreciate Dan, the mayor of Carbondale, for pushing for a public dialogue tonight, because sometimes when you answer a survey or you're kind of geared and guided to a certain eventuality, you don't always get to speak your mind. So I really encourage the Pitkin County Commissioners and Open Space and Trails Board to continue having open dialogues such as this.
Hi, I live in the Crystal Valley for more than 30 years, and I'm not so sure about the trail, but I think that there's a good process in place, and I appreciate everyone who's working on that process, and I want to support the process. I also believe in public access to public land. I appreciate the concern for wildlife tonight, and the Crystal Valley is suffering right now. The wildlife is suffering, not because of this trail, but because of private ownership by basically one person who owns more than 30 properties, and there are gates that come up to the middle of my forehead, and I'm 5'6". So if you care about wildlife, please pay attention to that. I've been a voice in the wilderness trying to call attention to that, because it's heartbreaking.
Carbondale Town Trustees will hear more public comment at the next regular meeting on Tuesday, October 24th. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.